Hey Dave, what's up? This is Domitar Petko from the Bengals. How you doing, brother? Good. Me and a couple of my teammates are just calling season ticket holders and people that are kind of on the fence to see if they're going to buy their tickets. We're just calling to say thank you for all your guys' support and encouraging. Petko, defense tackle. What's up, man? Who they? Yeah. Okay. Awesome, man.
Cincinnati Bengals.
That sounds good. Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, bro. Just whenever you feel like coming in and getting the 2013 tickets, you know, just come on by to the ticket office here, and we'll take care of you, bro. All right, thank you, man. Good talking to you, Mr. Washington. All right, peace.
Good afternoon, Emory Diamonds.
Yeah, is Phil available?
This is he.
Hey, Phil. This is Andrew Whitworth of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Andrew Whitworth, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I was just calling you. A group of us is getting together and calling season ticket holders, and we wanted to call you, man, and just thank you for being a part of everything, and we're really excited about this season.
Well, you know what? I am a big-time fan. I've been to two Red games in the last 19 years.
You the man.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
Well, man, we're excited to have you, brother. I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you playing.
I just
want to
thank
really
you personally for...
You know, every year I buy my airline tickets. This year I'm going to New York. Last year I was in New Orleans. Year before Indy. Before that I was down in Dallas. Year before that I was in Miami.
Awesome, man.
So, I talked to Kyle Cook and... maybe it was you at the ESPN party this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we were up in front, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, good. I'm glad you're a part, man. Looking forward to it.
Well, hey, thanks for being a Bengal. We really do appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. You have a great week, man.
All right, Mr. Whitworth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Whitworth? This is Drake Kirkpatrick from the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, man, I was just calling just to let you know that we are rebuilding our team, and, you know, we're looking forward to having a great year and looking forward to having you around this year. Yeah, and we're just hoping that, you know, wishing and hoping that you believe in us and believe in the program and, you know, believe in what the coaches are trying to do for us this year. And, you know, hopefully we can have you back aboard this year and, you know, be a part of the Who Dey Nation.
Just talk about the experience and what the reaction of people were, and did everyone believe it was you?
A couple people believed it was me, and a couple people just trying to get on about their day. They had appointments, and, you know, they were just real thankful, though, that I was calling and, you know, just putting a smile on people's faces. That's what we all about right now.
How's this offseason going for you so far, and what do you look forward to when you get back? Because probably year one didn't exactly go health-wise the way you wanted.
Just go out and fight for a job, you know. Knees getting back right, and just ready to do whatever coach wanted me to do, and just play my role.
Did it ever get right last year? It didn't, did it?
It didn't, but, you know, I'm doing pretty good right now.
Just describe some of what just took place here, and did anyone question that it was you?
Yeah, at first you can tell they don't believe you at first, but... you know, once you get a chance to talk to them a little bit, they realize it's for real. So it's exciting, man, just to tell people how excited we are about the season and thankful that they want to be a part of it.
Any crazy reactions from people? Anybody? You get any women screaming or anything like that?
No, just mostly thankful. You know, they're thankful that you called them and took the time to show them that you appreciate them. And so, you know, the truth is, I mean, every week that they show up and are loud and create a – you know, hazardous environment for our opponent, you know, that helps us. And so the least we could do is just show their support, our support back, and tell them thank you and you know, just have a chance to share it with them a little bit and visit.
Free agency going on, and your bookend buddy Andre is in this kettle this year of free agents. Any clue on what might happen there, or do you know where his head's at?
No, you know, you try and let guys deal with that themselves. They need to make the best decision for them, and all you can do is encourage them that you want them back and that we have unfinished business, and you know, you hope that they'll choose to be part of something that we have here because it's something special, and at the end of the day, you always hope that for free agents. You hope that, sure, you know, you want them to go take care of themselves financially, but, you know, for the most part, you see it every year, guys go places and don't have success. I mean, you want to go somewhere where you're going to have a chance to be successful and let that be the most important guy, because the truth is all of us make plenty of money and more than we deserve. So, you know, you want to go somewhere and win because that's what's going to make you enjoy it.
That was a neat feeling.
Great. Tremendous. So, doing great, feeling great, and really excited about it. So, it's kind of a renewed spirit. Feeling good about it and excited to have that behind me and ready to go forward.